It's interesting, we read the book of the prophet Joel, and we, in hearing his words, stir up all sorts of imagery, very dramatic, very Hollywood-worthy, you might say. Oh, that would make a great movie, right? And yet, the words of the prophet Joel are absolutely fulfilled in the coming of Jesus. In the gospel text, Jesus declaring, "If it is by the finger of God that I am doing what I am doing, then the kingdom of God is at hand. Now is the time. Now is the time of the fulfillment of the prophet Joel, God coming to meet his people." Very important, this understanding of how important it is in this process of exorcism. Be very clear, my brothers and sisters, demons are real. They desire to possess us, which should give you wonder at who we are that they would even worry about us. But what we see happening, the driving out of demons, Jesus goes on to explain something very important to us. It is not enough to kick them out. And this is where the error lies. I remember once while I was out in Osage City, I had a guy call on the phone, and he goes, "Can you get rid of demons?" And I said, "Yep." He goes, "Well, I need you to come over to my house. Someone keeps sending evil spirits and demons towards my house. I need you to get rid of them." I said, "All right, but do you go to church?" "Well, no, but I need you to come kick them out." I said, "Well, this is the problem. One, I'm not an exterminator. This is not squirrels in your attic. This is not raccoons in your basement. I'm not an exterminator. And I can come, and I have authority to come and to kick these demons out of your house because you're in my parish boundaries. I have authority to do this. The problem is you're not actively engaged in your relationship with God. They kick them out, they're just going to come back. You would have authority in Jesus Christ, in your relationship with Him, in your own home, to keep them from coming back. You wouldn't need to call the Catholic priest because the man wasn't even Catholic. So why are you calling me? Call your own pastor." "Well, I don't go to church." You know, it's like, "So you're Catholic?" "No." "Then why are you calling a Catholic? There's other churches, there's other denominations you can call." You can thank Hollywood for that one, right? Got to call the Catholic priest. You see the dilemma, my brothers and sisters. It's not enough just to kick them out. Jesus explains why. It says kicking them out, sweeping the house clean, but not anything else taking its place, they will come back, and they will come back more than when they left. That's why the kingdom of God is at hand. That's why the best exorcism is Jesus Christ coming into one's life and igniting a light and a fire within that dispels all darkness and pushes it out. The best exorcism is a bulldozer, not a vacuum cleaner. Jesus comes into one's life and pushes out that which does not belong there. And when the demon tries to come back, there is no place for him there because of the presence of the Holy Spirit dwelling within the temple of God, that is, this person. Jesus coming into the world, driving out demons, is not just the sake of driving them out, It's about inviting those people into relationship with the living God. So, I don't know if that makes sense or not, but there's a phrase, it's like a football phrase, like, you know, the best defense is a great offense or something crazy like that. But this whole thing, because I can tell you too, another example from my own life, to be set free from a bad habit, a sinful habit, can happen in a moment in grace. But if you have no good habit to take its place, it will simply come back. That's why the better conversion, the better transformation, is that in discipline and virtue and growing in patient prayer and things being pushed out from your life, because when they finally leave, they don't leave you void because they've been pushed out by the virtue that has grown and the prayer and the practice of patience that has accompanied it being pushed out. In grace, God can do anything in a moment's notice and kick anything out he wants to. The problem is, sometimes there's an emptiness left. Jesus doesn't come into the world simply to deliver you. He comes into the world in order to be in relationship with us. Through that relationship of life and love and truth and mercy, everything gets kicked out. Amen.